7. Lying Policeman. Poppy whistles his special time-to-go whistle from the hallway. He's driving me and Mundine and Sam to school. I'm lingering in Lucinda's bedroom, watching her pack and repack her small suitcase as if there's going to be a test on it when she lands in the United States. Mommy comes to get me. Poppy's waiting. I want to stay until Lucinda leaves. In fact, I don't want to go to school at all. My eyes are all red from crying and my tummy's upset. But Mommy insists. Anita, we've got to make everything look as normal as possible. Even I'm not going to the airport with the Washburns, she reminds me. Now come, you'll be late. I turn to face Lucinda and we collapse in each other's arms, sobbing. She finally pulls away, trying to be the brave one. Don't forget, she says. I nod, though I honestly can't remember what it is I'm not supposed to forget. Nothing feels right today. Just past our house, the police have stopped a car, and the passengers are getting out with their hands in the air. Poppy's jaw tenses up. I slip the crucifix around my neck into my mouth, something I've started doing when I need extra good luck.